Pat Nesbitt earned her reputation as the queen of inspirational soul when she was the principal singer for the 40-person gospel choir Sounds of Blackness. In 1996, Nesbitt launched a solo career with the help of super producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Nesbitt took her talents to the big screen 3 years ago when she appeared alongside Beyoncé Knowles in the film The Fighting Temptations. Now she's back in the studio and has returned to her gospel roots with a new album, In the Spirit. And Nesbitt, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about this new project, In the Spirit. I'm curious now. Obviously, most of us were introduced to you through Sounds of Blackness, but when you went on your own, you had a lot of secular success with those CDs. Why come back to this?
This is definitely my root, gospel music. As a child, my first song that I sang was gospel music, coming from my father, a Baptist pastor, and my mother, a missionary. That's my traditional root, and I wanted to bring it full circle to let people know where the gift ultimately derived from.
What's great about this CD, and as I looked at the material on it, the music and the material you pick is going to be very familiar to anybody who goes to church.
Absolutely. And that is exactly what we intended. And for me, it was music that encouraged my heart and music that I heard in church, music that I heard my grandmothers, my father sing, and the songs that were taught to me by my father as well, such as In the Garden. That was one of the first songs that I sang in the choir with my father.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice calling on my ear, the songs of God discloses, and he walks.
I did a Stevie Wonder song, 10 Zillion Light Years Away, because it's one of my favorite songs spiritually, because it speaks to situations in our world today. Where people who don't really have a relationship with God are asking in situations such as Hurricane Katrina, where is God in all this? But if you really have a relationship and understand spirituality, you know that God is inside of you. So that's one of the reasons why I chose that Stevie Wonder song.
We'll walk the righteous street someday.
They say
that
you know better than I do that often you hear criticism from some in the church who will suggest that there's been too much of this graying between secular music and that of the gospel. Yet when you talk about a song like Heaven is 10 Zillion Light Years Away or Grandma's
Yes.
Hands by two of the best that we've known, Bill Withers and Stevie Wonder,
Yes.
You know, here are men who could marry the spiritual and secular. Were you at all hesitant in trying to do that with this project?
Absolutely not. I did it from an honest and a spiritual viewpoint, and I want people to get the exact feeling that I had when I was choosing this music. And if we stop trying to pigeonhole gospel music, then gospel music will go a lot farther and it will be advanced farther than it is today.
All right, now, Ann, I know you've been talking about this over the last few months, and you talk about being a grandmama. You have to be two things. You have to be crazy proud right now with all of what America has seen with your granddaughter, Paris, up there on American Idol. And I would suspect every week it must be terribly nerve-wracking, too, for you.
Absolutely both. Absolutely. I'm overwhelmed. I'm excited. Sometimes I'm upset. Sometimes I'm nervous. So you have all those things wrapped up into one, but I am definitely, most definitely proud to have your granddaughter to call you and say, Granny, I'm doing this song. What do you think about this? And to stand there and sing with the contestants who are much older than her in their 20s, and then she being 17 and not having any fear, but going out there and just doing her best, it does me more than proud.
Now, and let me take you back to a question I know that a lot of people have asked you really since the first solo album. The success that you achieved and brought notoriety to you with Sounds of Blackness, will this be one of those things that you'll be able to run back and forth the rest of your career between the solo projects and occasionally going back with them? Would you like to be able to continue to do that kind of thing?
Well, there is always a statement that came from Mr. Gary Hines, who's the director of Sounds of Blackness, that once a Sounds, always a Sounds member. Mm-hmm. Sounds of Blackness was an extended family for me, and I know that I will always have the same love for them and always be able to go back.
And before I let you go, I want you to talk to us a bit about the Generations Project.
My daughter and I, we're talking about a Generations Project because my mother sings as well. You've heard me sing. Now you've heard Paris sing. You've heard my daughter sing with Sounds of Blackness. And my sister, Miss Marie Graham, she also was a part of Sounds of Blackness. She will be a part of this Generation Project. And we want you to know that my mother, Shirley Bennett, can sing a Mahalia Jackson song that will make you cringe in your shoes. And we want to take it all over the world to let people know about the ability and the gift to sing a whole gamut of African-American music as a whole family.
Before we let you go, Ann, like so many, we just had Roberta Flack on, decided, hey, you know, to be healthy, I'm going to lose some of this weight. I understand you lost over 100 pounds.
I absolutely did. In January of 2005, I stayed in intensive care for about 6 days with congestive heart failure. And at that point, I realized that I could not really, really serve my family or God in that condition with my health out of control, and my doctor referred me to have this surgery. I was very, very nervous about it, but I prayed, and I felt like it was the right thing to do. I lost 129 pounds, and I'm definitely striving to keep it off so that I will be able to be around for Paris's great success and also to be around to finish the ministry that God has called me to.
Well, that is so wonderful. Congratulations on that. And whether it's the solo success you've had and the secular side with great songs like I'm Still Wearing Your Name, which you wore out, or anybody who can stand there and sing with Al Green and put it on paper and know that you're holding your own, you got to do what you got to do. But as you say,
absolutely,
you've gone back to your roots for this project. And Nesby, we want to thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you.
And Nesby's latest CD, In the Spirit, is in stores now. That's our program for today. Thanks for joining us.